Hi, this is Hidi Brin from France. From France to North America and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome back to episode 9 of the Street Smart Wealth Q&A podcast. You'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA009. Today's question is a great one, and I think that most of us can relate to this when we get a price objection from our prospect. But first, here's the sponsor of the show. Grab your social media backstage pass now. If you're ready to learn step-by-step, A to Z, how to take your network marketing business online, how to sponsor through Facebook, Twitter, and social media, how to sponsor through your blog, and how to become the hunted and not the hunter, the Inner Circle Coaching is now open. Visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Again, today's question is about the cost of the product. So how do you respond to it when your prospect says they can get it less elsewhere? Let's listen to Martha with today's question.
Hi, Jackie. I have a question for you. So let's say that you're showing your product to a potential new customer and they're really interested, but then they say, you know, I can get this at Whole Foods or my local food co-op for a lot less and get it right away. How do you respond to that question?
Well, thanks, Martha, for that question. And it's a great question. And it's something that most of us deal with in our network marketing careers at one point or another, whether it's the cost of a product that they're objecting to or the opportunity or different things like that. So first and foremost, the one thing I would say is that it's so important to remember that not everyone is our target audience or a potential customer. We're not looking for the Walmart shopper, no offense intended for anyone, but in most cases with network marketing, we're talking about higher quality, higher priced items. Now, you mentioned Whole Foods already, and I'll cover that in a minute. And you also mentioned that you had an interested prospect, that they seemed very interested. And so without knowing the exact details of how you know this person, what information you presented to them, it's kind of difficult to give a total answer. So I'm going to give the answer that I deal with and that I kind of hold to when I get a price objection. The first thing that you want to always do is make sure that you truly have a viable prospect, someone who's interested in what you sell, who's willing and educated to make an apples-to-apples comparison. Now, with this, I'm going to assume that it was more of a nutritional product because you brought up Whole Foods and the local food co-op. So in this case, you know, literally, unless they had it label to label and really were able to look at it, chances are they wouldn't actually know whether it was truly an apples-to-apples comparison. But, you know, most often, your prospect isn't going to truly know if it's an equivalent product. They're just assuming, in most cases, based on limited knowledge that they have. Now, in this case, I would say, as I mentioned, Whole Foods is not a Walmart-type scenario, so I don't want to insult anybody again. And it's actually interesting because my experience with Whole Foods personally is that they're often a lot more expensive than other stores. So the fact that they feel like they can get this product for less at Whole Foods, or maybe it's just the convenience of being able to, you know, be able to pick it up at any time, then that may be a little bit different. Now, for me personally, I have to be honest and say, I struggled with this issue when I was involved in a nutritional company because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a pharmacist or a scientist, and so I can't honestly say that something costs more because it's better and what makes better anyway. I can repeat that to someone if that's what I've been told or I've read in a brochure, but I can't really look a person squarely in the eyes and know wholeheartedly that it's true. So that was an issue that I did always run into, and I had a hard time with it. Also, I always want to caution on ever bringing up price. And I'm not suggesting that you did, Martha, at all. But I want to make sure that everyone listening really understands that. If you lead with price, or you mention price at any time, unless of course they bring it up, you can't avoid it if they bring it up. But if you mention it, you will forever be justifying and selling on the price issue. You really, truly will. Now, it's kind of interesting. What makes a Lexus better than a Hyundai? in terms of a vehicle? Well, both will typically get you from point A to point B, right? But there will be a difference in the ride and in the experience. So if you have a strong product testimonial yourself that you can share, and perhaps someone else you know in the company has a really strong product testimonial that you can share that your prospect can potentially relate to, or share a comparison of a similar product that you used and why this has been better for you personally, not suggesting that it'll be better for them. We can't do that to anyone, but we can share our own experience. And when you can do so in a way that's non-salesy and not hypey, then chances are you stand a good chance of at least getting your prospect to listen and evaluate. And honestly, for some, you won't ever overcome this objection. So really, just stop trying. Know when to say no first. So again, not everyone is right for your product or your opportunity, and there are plenty out there who are. So spend your time finding those people who are and let the others alone. I don't like to spend a whole lot of time on objections and overcoming objections and different things like that. Not that there aren't valid ones sometimes, but when somebody really starts to bring up price, I know that I'll forever be selling on price or be selling on, you know, the weekly flyer that comes out with a discount and different things like that. So it's a great question. I hope that answered it. I hope it gives everyone some insight as to how to deal with that when the price issue does come up. And maybe even ask them what their experience has been. What is it about this product? You know, you might even say, well, what product do you see? Looking at my product here, what product would you purchase at Whole Foods that would be the equivalent? What's it called? What's the brand? Tell me a little bit about it and tell me about your experiences with it. Sometimes when we just ask other questions of them, and we can get them communicating, we can get them to walk over their own objection, and then it no longer becomes an objection. So again, it's a great question. Thanks so much for asking it. And, you know, I really hope that that helps. And for those who are interested in the opportunity itself, most will not let price be any kind of an issue. They see the value, they see the opportunity, and they're going to go from there. Thanks so much for your question. Now go out and rock your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.